Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
Coming off a much-needed Week 2 win against the Chiefs, the Bills began preparations for their Week 3 matchup on the road in Cleveland. For Buffalo's offense, they're looking to keep the momentum going from their 35-point output last week.
Just trying to keep it going. You know, we gotta keep stacking these wins and make this push. You know, every week is important, is big, you know, and you know, we lost the first one, but we bounced back and we got the second one. And hopefully we can keep it going. Defense keep playing how they play. We keep running the ball how we did. And, you know, we make plays and get the win. So just hopefully keep piling up.
But the Bills may have to try and get a win without Jarris Byrd this weekend. He missed practice Wednesday after suffering an ankle injury in last Sunday's game.
He's taken a step back. He's going to struggle to make some practice this week, so we'll have to see. It may be a game-time decision on him.
Byrd had x-rays on the ankle on Monday, but they were negative. If Byrd cannot play Sunday, George Wilson would move to free safety, with Denoris Searcy assuming full-time strong safety duties. But all three safeties have already played this season.
We've been going through this ever since OTA. So, I mean, Searcy and myself and Byrd have been rotating around in the secondary, so to prepare us for situations like this, but hopefully we can get Byrd back on the field.
The news was a bit more positive concerning Fred Jackson, who had his right knee injury re-examined earlier this week.
I got it looked at on Monday, you know, and it's going really well. You know, they were excited with what they saw. You know, now it's just about trying to, you know, get me back out there as soon as possible. The stay smart part is, you know, listening to the doctors, telling me what they see, what they think, and doing exactly what they want me to. So, and, you know, but at the same time, I want to be out there, you know, competing with my teammates. You know, I'm excited about what they're getting done, and, you know, I want to be out there helping.
Jackson has stated that he expects to return by week 5 for the San Francisco game. Meanwhile, C.J. Spiller is the talk of the league as he leads the NFL in rushing after 2 weeks. Coming off a pair of successful games, he realizes he's likely to see opposing defenses game planning specifically for him.
I'm pretty sure they're going to probably put some guys in the box, but, you know, I can't let that get to me. I still got to go out and be prepared for it. And, you know, if they do, then they do. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to bend in the run if they do put a lot of guys. We'll just open it up for our receivers.
Buffalo currently ranks first in the league in rushing and yards per carry average. Defensive tackle Marcell Dareus still not back with the team, down in his native Alabama to attend his brother's funeral on Wednesday. No word yet on when he'll rejoin the team. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.